Diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards towards Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part 4 of a 4-part series entitled Our Lifestyle Affects the Environment, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures and discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Mountain. I live only with solar energy. I charge my phone with solar energy. I watch TV with solar energy. My fridge runs on the solar energy. It's a little complicated, but you can learn. To save lives, we must learn. Mm-hmm. To save the planet, it's worth it. It's complicated, but it's not undoable. It's simple enough to do it. Like you have to capture the solar energy into some batteries, and then you connect with that battery to use it to run your household. At least you can save money. And you save money in the long run anyway. You can sell it back to the government even. In Spain it's like that. A wind power also. It might be difficult, but you can install small wind fan.
Turbine.
Windmill.
The old-fashioned way. Also, it does work. The turbine takes longer time and a lot of money. And maybe it's not so in yet, so you can't get it so easily. Huh? But you can do it. Huh? Can do that. Yeah? Do what you can, okay? And go together in one car to work or to shop together, yeah? In one car, save money, save energy. And buy if you can, hybrid car. They're not that expensive. For example, Toyota Prius. Something like that. And it's very modernized. It has everything in it. I got one. Maybe it costs you in the beginning, but later it saves you a lot. And it saves your life too, save life everybody else, you know? It doesn't have to be Toyota. It can be also a smart car, you know? There are many other cars, Honda and all that, you know? Or other different cars. But you can check on internet, you know, which car is cheaper and more convenient for you. And soon in the future, we have to run it on sustainable fuel, you know, like garbage. Yeah, we can recycle garbage. And maybe we don't even have to do that if they push the program with the wave energy, you know. A long time ago, in Norway, they had begun that program to use ocean waves as energy. And that would be limitless. You can use forever, just like the sun. I have sent some financial support to support this program also. They're pushing out at it. It's just a good thing, yeah? Yeah. Energy is free everywhere, actually. Limitless, limitless. There would be no cost for anybody. It should be free for everybody. You know, the basic thing in life, like water, electricity, should be free, actually. Yeah, and it soon will be free. All this money that put into war, my God, we could build a paradise on earth. It's about time that everybody should know about this. And if you know any of a government important person, you remind them by writing, or do something.
Our world would have been much better even already.
if the people this world have accepted many of the inventions 100 years ago, not just now. But then, you know, people are jealous of each other sometimes, even among the great people, scientists or business or enterprise. They are jealous of each other and they make problems. Sometimes they destroy all this invention. Sometimes they destroy the inventor. Sometimes they cover it up, but sometimes they distort it and blah, blah, blah. You know, so our world has less than we should have. They have a lot of environmental protection group now, like Greenpeace, different countries. But, you know, yeah, people have to be taught, you know, from a kid away like this, what a responsibility we should take upon ourselves. They go to school all right, but they don't learn this. People say, okay, look, we cut trees, okay, we need it. Now we cut trees, we cut one tree, we plant two trees. Anyhow, like they cut down a lot of trees, and it's murderous now, the weather. You know, in the US, a lot of people die this summer because of the heat. And they still don't heed the warning yet. They still cut trees and then do all kinds of harm to the environment. And the chemicals and all kinds of things, you cannot stop them all yet. Not all at once. Sounds good, like you plant two trees every time you cut one tree. But the one tree you cut is taking 100 years to grow. The two trees you plant take 100 more years to produce such an ability to balance the good air and that the old tree has been capable of. If the Amazon forest is cut down and they plant another forest again, then we have to wait a few hundred years for the trees to grow into such a capacity in order to produce oxygen and neutralize the toxin in the air, the way the Amazon trees are. You know, it's not like you can cut any tree and plant it and it will be the same. The size may be the same, but the capacity in it is not the same. Except for a few genius, we all grow wiser with age. The size may be the same, the face look the same, but the wisdom is not the same. The experience is not the same. Similarly, trees need time to be able to neutralize the toxin in the air and to produce the balance that we need to survive. So many things the people who, apart from spiritual endeavor, we cannot do much. You see what I mean? We cannot stop all these people to cut down trees and amass riches for themselves at the cost of ourselves and our children. See what I mean? I think they do business, they provide a lot of work for other people, but at the same time they damage a lot, you know, and much more long-term to this planet because of producing waste, you know, cutting down enormous trees, which are the lifesaver of this planet. Yeah. If we keep cutting like this, you know, our planet might become Mars, you know, like Mars very soon. It's all dust and gas and toxin, huh? And then pollution, then we might not be able to live. What do you think Mars has been? Huh? Well, maybe Mars was like us before, until we finished it. We do the best we can and hoping the world will learn, huh? And spread out whatever information you can to whoever you know. At least physically, okay? Don't cut down trees too much. You harm yourself and your children and your grandchildren. Even if you have a lot of money now, you cannot buy their lives back. Later when they get skin cancer, they're sick, or you're sick, or the heat will kill all of us. Can you spread out whatever you know? Thank you. Thank you. You know what you can do with your kids? You can go on TV and talk about what you think. Yeah, there are kids' program. You write to the producers, I have something to say. Try. Maybe they don't accept you, but maybe they will. All of you can try. Go up and talk about spiritual things, about environmental protection. Maybe people listen to kids more. Yeah. In the most industrial country, they can find a cow and they force her to take a lot of chemical things to produce more milk. or they force them, they put some medicine in something to push them to take more milk. And then the consequence, their bones are rotten. They could hardly support their body. Many of the cows in the intestine falls out, the stomach falls out, and they couldn't hardly walk because their bones are so weak. They produce no one's milk. I don't think we should survive at the cost of anybody else's suffering, even if the suffering of a cow. I don't like the inhuman way that people treat a cow, you see? And they put too much chemical things in the body of a cow also to make them grow bigger than they're supposed to. And it's very heavy for a cow, and he fell down and he gets sick and his organ comes out of his body, and when they want to stitch them back, they don't even give them anesthesia or anything. And I don't like all this inhuman and civilized way of treating an animal who is beneficial to mankind, who is so kind and so gentle. But it seems like doctors don't want us to take animal stuff anymore. They have now mad cow disease and all kind of chicken stuff, all kind of little things that's going on in the market right now. That this is very terrible. Like people now, they don't eat even chicken or pork or whatever in many countries, including Europe and the United States, because of so many toxins in it. This is a new substance. It's very, very, very dangerous. They give people cancer, huh? Yeah, hormone also, very terrible. Yeah. And now they put some more in the vegetable also. Yeah, they put hormone in corn, corn everywhere. Yeah, to make it fatter, or more carbs. I don't know any longer if it's good or not, with all this unnatural chemical, you know. And we have chemical everywhere now, and nothing much natural anymore. In many of the spiritual community, they grow their own food. Macrobiotic, organic grow, huh? Yeah, whatever you like to do is fine. You know? There's nothing absolute in our group, just that you should, if you want to follow this way, whatever you can change, change it. You see, for example, meat diet, you can change. Then you change, you see, for example. And quitting smoke, you can change that. Anything you can change for better of your life, you change, you see? Meditation, if you can meditate 2.5 hours a day, that's good for you. Anything you can change, you change.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth.
uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
This is a filter water, yeah? You buy the filter in the supermarket, you install it on your tap, and you have filter water to drink. You can drink like that already. So no need to have too much of the bottled water. Save some plastic garbage. Plastic bottles have been the cause of suffering for much of our marine lives because they will float everywhere in the river, in the lake, and then they flow also to the ocean everywhere, and they are not digested with time even. And sometimes fish or other marine life, they swallow them and they cause them a lot of pain and sickness. And sometimes birds also get caught in them or eat them and they get sick also. So please, when you go on picnic somewhere in the open, please collect your bottle with you or your cans with you. Because sometimes soft drink can be heated up in the sun, and if there's some dry and fine grass around it, that might even cause fire. Or even glass bottle, when it heated up by the sun, and too heated, then it also can cause forest fire and cigarette butt and all that that is harmful to the environment. Please take good care. Do not leave your litter around, but clean it up. Bring it home and dispose them accordingly. You put in recycling bins, and the biodegradable you put in a different bin, for example, like that. Please take care of the environment so that we can live in a beautiful place. Not just for the animals, it's also for us. The way we act, it speaks loudly of who we are. So,
show your best character by action. Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. God's love and grace to you and your family always.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BND